Now, I was speaking about the rituals. What they do in India, every time they begin Gita, they do the same thing, you know, over and over again. But if you remember what it means, then you needn't have to do it. You have to remember that it is to be done. And it's over without going through all the chants and all the physical maneuvers, right? Now we ended that Arjuna gives up the bow and arrow and says, I won't fight, and feels very, very dejected. That's where we ended. This is called yoga with dejection. What you become yoga with, that is what you become one with, is yoga with that. So here, the feelings are concerned and not the logic. When you feel dejected, you don't require any logic. And when you feel happy, you don't need any logic. So, we ended by becoming one with dejection and mortification, dead almost, maintaining a shallow sensation without any sense or purpose of maintaining it. This is dejection. Now, Ditya Dhyaya, the second chapter, Sanjaya Uvacha. Who is Sanjaya? You have to remember. Sanjaya is the reporter, the war correspondent, who is sitting by the side of the blind emperor and reporting him about the warfare that is going on between his own 100 children, sons, and the five sons of his stepbrother Pandu. Sanjaya said, Sanjaya Uvacha, Tang tatha kripaya abhishtamushru purna kulekshanam bishidantamidang bakiyamuvacha madhusudana. So Madhusudana is another name of Krishna because he killed the giant called Madhu, that is honey, who killed the giant called honey. Now without going into that, I'll tell you that giant, that oppressor, was also known as honey. And he killed him, Krishna. That's why he's called Madhusudana. The killer, Sudana means the killer, destroyer. Destroyer of the giant Madhu. If I go into the explanation of every single word, which is great in its amplification, right? So luminous, the sound begins to become the sense and gets into the depth of a superficial world of physical sensation. Tang tatha, O Madhusudana, O Tang tatha, and seeing him dejected and mortified and with tearful eyes looking at the both sides of the army consisting of his own kinsmen. And it happens in reality too. Whom you fight with, who was your friend and kinsman? You cannot fight with a person you don't know. Right. So, he was looking to the both sides of the army, consisting of his own kinsmen, and who were great friends once upon a time, in one single life, looking at them, and becoming more and more dejected, and tearful eyes. And seeing him as such, Madhusudana, that is Krishna, spoke to him the following, Sri Krishna Uvacha, that is, Krishna said, Kutastva kashmalamidana bishame samupasthitam anarya jushtama swargama kirtikaram Arjuna. O Arjuna, why you are in such contradictions in the critical period of a dangerous warfare? you prepared yourself for the war. You prepared yourself for this war from a long time. And now you are thinking whether you should get killed without killing, or kill and get killed no matter what happens. You have got into this contradiction and withholding from fighting. Now, incidentally, let me tell you that Arjuna fought Shiva in the past, and couldn't do anything to him, but saw that he was not hurting back. He was just laughing and taking all his weapons nonchalantly, right? Just enjoying them. And that he got out of his weapons and then said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm satisfied by the way you fought. You fought truthfully and sincerely. So I'll give you the biggest weapon," and gave him Pashupat or Brahmashira. That is the arrowhead which pierces the plane of Brahma. And he started trembling, because that arrow, once fired, destroyed the whole existence. So he's not a coward. He saw it will be the destruction, because it's a destruction of a nature. And that nature exists on the both sides of his army, in his own kinsmen, of which he used to be a part. So he's not afraid, you know. He's a great warrior. And he has got the greatest weapon, which he never means to use. Because there will be no question whether it's victory or defeat. There will be nobody. Yeah. So, why you have arrived such a critical stage of, arrived such extreme contradiction in a critical moment? They are just standing in the middle of the battlefield on which two armies have camped. You can see them. And this is the activity of Anarya. Anarya, that is non-Aryans, in English, Snani. Non-Aryans. But in Sanskrit it means who have no memory of the past are called Anarya, who have no beginning. Arya are those who have the memory of the beginning. So you are behaving like an Anarya, as if you had no beginning, no heritage. Aswargam, that is not conducive to creation, that is called aswargam. Akirtim, that is, akirti means kirti, means great deeds. Akirti means its extreme opposite, that behaving like cowards is akirti, coward-like. Why you are doing that? Klaivyang masma gamaha parthane tatta yupapadiyate kshudrang hidadorvalyang taktva tishta parantapa. Parantapa means who is burning with aspiration for the Supreme. Who is burning with aspiration for the Supreme is called parantapa. Klaivyang masma gamaha. Don't get into this cowardice and dejection. O Partha, the son of Earth, don't get into this cowardice and dejection. Naita tayupapadyate. It's not becoming of you. It's very unbecoming. Shudrang hidadurbram taktva tishta parantapa. Oh, parantapa, who is burning with aspiration for the Supreme. You give up the weakness of your hearts, these puny weaknesses of your heart, and rise to the occasion. Arjuna Bhaja, Arjuna said, Katham Vishma Mahang Sankhi Dronancha Madhusudana Ishuvi Pratyasyami Pujarhavari Sudana. O the worshipable, killer of enemies, he's your friend, he'll kill your enemies for sure. Katham, why? I shall fight with arrows with Bhishma, the grandfather, and Drona, the grand teacher. We worship them and love them. So did I. How shall I fight with them with arrows? Gurun hatva hi mahanu bhavan shiva bhaktum vakshyam apihalake hatvarthukang stav guru neva bhunjya bhogan rudhira pradigdan. And for the sake of kingdom, I'll have to kill them by bleeding them with arrows. And I'll have to enjoy an existence bathed in blood. Why shall I do that? It's much better to beg and leave than getting a kingdom bathed in blood of the kinsmen and the grandfather and the grand teacher. Na chaitat vidmah kataranna guriyo yad bajaye madi bajaye hu yane vahatva na jiji vishama stavasthita pramukhe dhartu rashtraha. I am in confusion whether it is good or it is bad to kill Dhartharashtraha, who are in power of the state. Whether it's better to kill them or to be killed by them. I'm in confusion. Whether it's good to be victorious by killing all of them, because all of them are same, who are in power of the state. Whether it's good to kill them all, you know, or to be killed by them. Whether victory is good or defeat is good here, I don't know. Karpanya dushapat hataswabha prichami twang dharma sangura chetaha yachiha syanishtang bruhitanme shishyastihang shadimang twang prapannam. Karpanya dushapat hataswabha, being struck by the evil of miserliness. I have been struck by the evil of miserliness. Karpanya dushapat swabha prichami twang dharma sangmulha chetaha. I am bewildered in dharma. Dharma means which holds your mind, not your mental preoccupation, which possesses your mind in spite of your mental preoccupation. That's dharma. English synonym is religion, that is which unifies the detachments, the battalions, you know, no coordinating factor. So, I am bewildered in dharma. I am just forgetting which holds the mind. I'm getting in the preoccupation, you know, for the present moment, and losing my ability to arrive at a decision. Right? Please tell me for heaven's sake which is good. I am your disciple, your friend, and I am bowing down to you, you know, for your straight directives. Right. Tell me positively that do this. Just I'm looking for an order, not for logic. Because I couldn't decide, right? And the war, you know, is just before the war. It will start tomorrow morning. Even in that period, there were no Geneva or the United Nations, right? Populated by a bunch of liars and idiots. Nobody agrees by their agreement, though they claim to be the representatives of their respective national limitations, right? It's an application, you can see that. Hey, God is greater, you know, than all the politicians of all the periods put together, right? Okay. So give me an order. Because I'm your disciple, your friend, and I'm bowing down to you, right? Nahe prapashyami mamanupadyat yochokamuchosham indriyanam avapya humavasapatnam riddhang rajyang suranamo pichadipatyam. Neither I can see the bereavement after the war is over will be so great, which will not compensate, you know, not for the kingdom I'm fighting for, but even the kingdom of God. Even that wouldn't be really worthwhile. To remove bereavement from my sensation. Sanjaya Uvacha. Now Sanjaya is saying, but these are all being reported to the blind emperor. Do you understand that? Sanjaya Uvacha. Eva muktva hishikeshang gurakeshah parantapah nayose iti gavinda muktva tushning babuvah. Sanjay said that saying all these things, the sleepless, Arjuna was sleepless, he couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. He had lots to think. 12 years in exile. And in their exile, this Duryodhana, who is fighting him really, with his 99 brothers and the rest, you know, are in possession of the power of the state. Though representing the blind emperor, they don't listen to the blind emperor. They're his children. So, Rishikesha is another name of Krishna, the Lord of Sensation. The Lord of Sensation being thus spoken by the sleepless Arjuna. What Arjuna said, I own fight. Tushning Babuva. Saying this, Arjuna, sleepless Arjuna, told the Lord of Sensation, Krishna, that I shall not fight. And became silent. Tamu bacha Rishikesha prasanniva bharata sena iruhar madhye vishidanta midang bacha. And being thus spoken,